We'll call the emergency meeting to order, basically dealing with some of the repairs at the grinder station on Jacob Street here. Some things that have came up, and I suppose you read the email,
so
some of the changes. Or
so basically what we're looking at is there is a junction box and a post that also is there, but that wasn't part of the accident. And I think that post is rotted, so he's looking to replace that post and kind of clean up that junction box.
No, the junction box is cracked and it's etched and whatnot. So what he has done, he said that, you know, if that thing, now is the time to replace that box to do it. Because otherwise you come out, you got to, you know, rip up all your landscaping and whatnot. So and we talked about the barrier posts, the council did. And so I told him we were talking about that. And so he says, well, he's got a couple of barrier posts. And what he'll do as incorporating this whole thing, he'll put the barrier posts in for $2,000. There'll be two of them. And that junction box and the post were in such bad shape when he took it apart this afternoon, it's not salvageable. So for $2,000, he'll give us a new box, new post, new mounting, and the barrier post.
I thought I understood it that he would take care of the junction box, post, and everything hooked up to it in the not to exceed $16,000 that he quoted us, right? And then the barrier post was an additional $2,000.
He'd do that provided we did the two posts.
Right.
The way I read it.
Right. Yeah.
So basically that box is still costing us. And the labor.
And that would be our cost. So that needs to be, if we do agree to do that, we have to keep that separate because that was not a part of the property that was damaged. So I need to have a separate, I'd have to have a separate billing on that if we were going to do that. So I guess the question there is what that cost is going to be and what the barrier post. Well, I guess, do we want to consider barrier posts? I guess that's the first thing where I would start.
Well, if he's going to do it all inclusive for $2,000, I think it's a good idea. However, can the budget support it? That's what I want.
Well, the sewer fund's in good shape. I mean, as far as reserves, it could come out of reserves out of the sewer fund. But
to me, it doesn't cost $2,000 to put two posts in.
I guess that's what I'm thinking. Two posts for $2,000.
Yeah. Well, he's throwing in the junction box and everything. My guess is he's replacing the junction box and the post for the $2,000 and throwing in the barrier posts. That's what it sounds like to me, but that's just my opinion.
No, I don't think the box is just boxes only like about 12 inches square. It's just basically wires going in and they're twisted together, but it's weatherproof.
So it's maybe a $300 box.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but I mean, he's been out here now for 2 days. You know, he was still here at 6:30 when
I came. Right, but we're still working on his first estimate, correct? What he said he was going to get everything done for.
$16,000.
And he was not to exceed.
Not to exceed, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, two posts for $2,000 is hype test.
Yeah.
And granted, then he'll put that box in. We can probably put our own two posts in. And if we knew what that box would just be, if it's $500 to switch that, parts and labor, it's not going to cost us, I don't think, $100 a piece to put the posts in. My opinion.
Well, he's got to take and wire that whole thing up. He's got to wire the new panel up to the wires that are in the junction box that come from the floats and whatnot. And then he's got to, you know, he had to dig up all of the existing conduit to get at the wires, and he should go down there and take a look at what he's done down there. It's pretty impressive what he's done. But what I'm saying is that box that was there was in such bad shape, it was not serviceable.
I understand that, yes.
And now's the time to do it, I agree with that. But I guess the question, my thing is to make sure we keep that separate.
Well, I'm sure he'll build that way, Jeremy, because he knows that that wasn't part of the crash.
So I think ultimately the question is, do we want to put the barrier post in? Because that's going to seems to dictate everything.
I guess they haven't been there for umpteen years. It took one stupid act to kind of go across the curb. I don't know. I'm
well, for $2,000.
I'm not in favor of it, say it that way.
Yeah, it seems excessively high. And the fact that we allocated up to $16,000, it sounds like that bill we're going to get from him is going to be $16,000 and then an extra $2,000 for the post.
And the box.
And the box.
What's in the box for?
Junction.
The junction block.
Ties the flows together into the
wires.
Channel.
We're still paying for that box. Don't let me kid you. We put $2,000 for two posts. Yeah.
But the original agreement, we allocated up to $16,000 just for
what needed to be replaced.
And this is something that come up after the fact.
Yes, and this is another item that would be city costs because the accident didn't affect the condition it's in.
Yeah, and I guess if this is the first accident in umpteen years.
30 years, probably.
I don't think there's a strong need, A, and then B, $2,000 just seems really excessive.
And I don't know what a post runs. I'm sure they're what, concrete posts, concrete barriers?
I guess I don't know.
I guess what's the deal with this other box? How come it's all of a sudden added?
If you look at it, Steve.
It's shot.
It's old.
It's old. It's wore out. Probably the original box since that thing was put in.
Yeah.
Stuff.
It needs
and all
to be
the wires had pulled out of it, and the ceiling compound that they had in there had all pulled away, and the post was wobbly. And the box had etching on it because it's been weathered for so long.
I can understand that. It's just deteriorated, old.
Plus, it's close to the ground,
yeah.
So right. That's why you're probably getting some added deterioration too.
Council, what's the feelings? We should make a motion one way or the other. We got to decide. We want to get the project done too.
He was going to do it for $16,000. I guess it should be done for $16,000.
Well, but and you're right, Steve. But the thing was that didn't include the post, and it didn't include this replacing this box, which is unserviceable.
This so is a separate thing from that.
So if we don't want to go with the post, we're still at $16,000.
Yep.
But we still got this box that we have to
up to. We're hoping it's not 16. Up to.
Sounds like it will be 16.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
So how much does this box cost, or what's? I mean,
we don't know.
I don't know.
I think the bottom line would be cheaper now to do it because, like you said, he's got it all prepped, dug up.
Exactly.
Obviously, it'd be cheaper to do now.
I mean, it may sound excessive, but the guy, I don't think is trying to screw us. I think he's giving us a straight shot. I mean, I don't, you know, that's kind of, you know, Dick seems to trust the guy.
Boy,
and he's, you know, he seems to be giving us a fair shake. I don't really. I don't know whether it's excessive or not because I don't do that. I don't wire junction boxes and I don't put in barrier posts, so I can't say whether it's fair or not. But I don't think the guy is. I think he's, you know, he's out to make money, obviously, but I don't think he's trying to give us.
Just the way I look at it, with him being there, versus saying 2 years from now where it comes up again, it's going to be cheaper for him to take care of it now versus have Rob's come out later.
Well, I don't dispute that either.
You know, I think there's again, anybody's disputing.
I would say
so really
the box.
The main thing is the barriers, in or out.
Yeah.
We know the junction box has to get done, and I think it should get done.
If we got any more incidents like that, well, they're that goddamn stupid to hit a post or hit that, then they can pay
for
it.
It's happened, you know. It's happened.
I just want to sit here and say, geez, we should have done that 3 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I know, but I mean, it was just a stupid act that happened, and, you know. But I mean, I can't see.
I mean,
$2,000 for two posts.
Are we going to put barrier posts around the hydrants? Are we going to, you know, that was another stupid thing. Yeah.
Diane, you've heard the conversation. You have an opinion?
I'm at a loss. I don't know what they're talking about.
Okay, what we have, you know, the grinder station panel got taken out, correct? Okay. So what we're doing is getting that panel back to in place and operation. So what we're really debating is if it's kind of an off the wall freak accident that happened, right? Is to put barrier posts, like cement barrier posts, in front of that lift station panel to prevent, you know, an accident to happen. But who's to say they don't come at a different angle, take it out anyways, or, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's, what we're looking at, do we want to spend $2,000 to put in two posts to possibly protect that panel?
Well, my opinion
that's
is no. So, counsel, speak up.
I don't think it's a case.
Anybody want to, for discussion, make a motion?
Did he say anything about what it would be just for the box?
No.
Okay.
$2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it'll be. It's funny, but it's probably true.
Yeah. I'm just being
the
devil's advocate here.
Bob is right. He's, you know, I've worked with him on the lift station down there and this thing here, and he's as honest as the day is long. He's got his kid out there working with him. Jeremy's worked with him for
That's
why we have him do our servicing.
I'm not
a reputable guy.
I'm not questioning his honesty. We're talking about two posts.
Yeah. But the thing is, he can't landscape that, do the final landscape and put the dirt back and put the rocks back on until Rob's gets their conduit in buried to replace that existing temporary meter that's there. So, I mean, if we decide to do it in 6 months, 3 years, or whatever, then they got to rip that all up again and put the posts in there. So, again, you know, time, and it would probably cost more than $2,000 at that time. And, you know, I don't have a horse in this race, so it doesn't make any difference to me. But it's just, you know, it seems to me that, you know, if you're going to do it right. Well, another car did it. Probably not if we got posts, but if we don't put posts in there, you can probably be sure that somebody will probably take it out of there. So.
We got ideas from all over. Let's get it handled. Looking for a motion one way or the other.
I'll go with the post, because I think that's a good idea. And Rob's Electric said that they're a good idea, because it would protect his equipment there too. So I just have to go for it.
So that's a motion? Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Leaves it to me. I would oppose it on the posts. I don't see it.
So you're saying that Rob's has to come out and do a conduit. And they can do junction boxes. They got to come out anyway, right? Is it imperative that we
get two estimates?
Yeah.
And then make a motion that whoever's lower gets it done? I don't know.
Yeah, we don't have to have another meeting.
Yeah.
Instead of, because
well,
of
no, he's got the new box in there because he had to put that in to get it going, to get the thing going so it would work, because the old panel is gone. So he had to put that new box in.
Why is the old panel gone? It was there. He just sent a picture of it.
I mean, it was there.
I'm confused now.
I think he took it with him tonight because the old panel is what's running the lift station.
The junction box is gone?
Yeah. I don't know. It's out of there because he couldn't use it.
Oh, he already replaced the junction box.
Right, yeah.
Well, that changed the ball game. I wasn't made aware of that.
No, I didn't know it was. I didn't know it was replaced.
I didn't know it was already done either.
And I didn't either. I walked up there and there it is. He's got it in there. He says the other one couldn't be used.
That wasn't authorized. That's why we're having this meeting.
We don't want it then. But we got it, so we're stuck with it. So we're
stuck with it.
So he is just putting in two posts for $2,000. I guess maybe we don't need just. I thought it was all inclusive with the box, but apparently the box is already done. I didn't know that. So.
And that's the way it was explained to me, as I put in that email, is that he will throw in the box and put in the post for $2,000. And it was
fine, but he already did it. And I thought that was the purpose of this meeting tonight.
Yeah.
To decide on that box and the post, but the box is already done.
And so the box had to be done to get the lift station or the grinder station back in business.
So in other words, it sounds like two posts to cover the box. A little bit.
Have you got a copy of your email on there, Jeremy? Is it?
Well, I didn't. There was nothing to indicate to me that it was already installed.
All right, so here we go. The existing weather junction box is mounted on a 4x4-inch post that has seen better days. If it's going to be replaced, now is the time to do it. So that's telling me it hasn't been replaced. Mike says he'll include the replacement of the junction box post and hook everything up as long as he's here anyway for the not-to-exceed $16,000 price he quoted. If the city will agree to pay an additional $2,000 for Mike to install the two barrier posts.
So go back again to that sentence.
Okay, well, I don't think we need the posts. I was under the assumption that we needed the box.
He'll take care of the junction box and the posts, hook everything up, include that with his original quote of $16,000, right? If we agree to do the barrier posts.
Yeah.
So that's only good if we agree to do the barrier post, so it's kind of like it's not.
Well, and also, if I heard it right, something about if we were going to replace the box, now is the time to do it.
That's kind of like, yeah. So the existing weather junction box is mounted on a 4x4-inch post that has seen better days. Basically saying it needs to be replaced. If it's going to be replaced, now is the time to do it.
My lawnmower's seen better days too, but I still have it. That doesn't indicate to me that it's a necessity right now.
Right. So that.
And then the fact that he's already replaced it, he's kind of jumped ahead of the horse.
And he had to replace it to get the new control panel going. Unfortunately, I wasn't there all day watching what was going on.
Well, we've got two different issues here right now. Yeah.
So now we're going to get billed for this box if we don't put up the barrier post. Is that what that I'm taking that to mean?
Well, which we'd be responsible for anyway. You know, in a way, because it wasn't part of the accident.
Right, and they would have to dig up all the landscaping and everything that they've got.
Okay, so that should be in on the deal. The only thing that we should pay extra for is the box.
Yep. And the post.
And the post.
Oh, yeah, I think that's fair.
And that would be it.
And if we don't want the barrier post for $2,000, that's fine, we'll just pay for the box.
Yes.
So a motion to...
Well, the...
But I...
The first motion and second.
I know what Chris is going to say. I know what Chris is going to say, that he just went ahead and put the box in without any of our okay.
So he
So he shouldn't get paid for it. That's what Chris is going to say,
well,
right?
Not
now.
Necessarily that he shouldn't get paid for it, but I mean, we should do our due diligence to make sure that whatever cost he's attributing to that box is, you know, within the ballpark. And
right.
I'm not saying he's not going to be in the ballpark, but we should do our due diligence to make sure that that is the case.
I mean, we're. I can see that we're responsible for the box.
Yeah.
Granted, I'd pay that.
Yeah.
But if he is part of the other deal to get everything wired up, that's under at 16, not to exceed, to me.
Yeah. Because you said he had to take the box off to get to do this work?
That old box had to be taken off. Because all the connectors where you go in underneath, and they had that putty that fills up the holes, that was all gone. If you look, there was that much space between the conduit and the box itself. The post was wobbly; you could wobble it in there. Mm-hmm. And he had to dig. There's a pipe that comes up with the cables from the floats, and then there's another pipe where the wires go over to the control panel. Okay, when the car took that control panel off. It busted the conduit, the plastic buried conduit. And so in order to get that all to work, okay, yeah. Jeremy should have some pictures of it.
Yeah, I got it here.
I can see the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're liable for the box.
You're liable for the box, yeah. And he's got it put up, so.
If the accident carried over and broke the conduit on the bottom.
No, it didn't. No, that was that way. This here is supposed to fit into here.
Yeah.
But it hasn't. See, because this is a... And so this is pulled out, and so this here, all these wires here are exposed and have been that way for quite some time. So this is the box, and this is the junction box up here, right, where all the wires are. So these wires here come from the floats, and this conduit here brings all the connections over to the control panel.
And he already replaced this.
Right.
But my question,
and he had,
question I got, that box, why was the box shot?
It was weathered. And it had a piece of like plexiglass or something siliconed into it. So, you know, whatever. And he showed that to me, and you can see that it was in pretty bad shape. And so he says, you know, to get this thing working, you know, you have to have a place to put the wires all together.
So nothing in that picture there that would have been damaged from that.
No.
I don't think so, no. I think it's been like that for...
That was all just normal wear and tear over how old this box was.
Interior
radiation. Well, I just wanted to took the thing out and the conduit post did some damage to the box.
There's the junction box.
Then we could conceivably stretch the box.
That's all we have to pay for this whole thing getting done. You know, the insurance is going to cover the rest of it.
Pay the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a post.
I trust Mike.
Yeah.
I'll put myself on the line that I think Mike's going to be in the ballpark as well as anyone else. I mean, there's a reason we go with him, because he is cheaper than the other companies that we've used in the past.
And you see, he's pretty helpful. Evidently, he's over-helpful.
Yeah.
He does stuff right.
You know, that's fine.
And so should he maybe have called Jeremy and said, hey, Jeremy, you know, this box really is bad shape.
Exactly.
But
before he did it, yes.
He should have known that, though, too.
Yeah. And maybe he misread what Greg and I were saying. Who knows? But the thing is, we don't have to spend the $2,000 for the barriers. If we do, we don't have to pay for the box. If we don't buy the barriers, we'll have to pay for the box.
I think we've got a pretty good leg on as to that. We pay for the box and the post, and that's it.
Call it a day.
You know,
and make sure that he builds that separate.
Yeah. So, the first motion. And second, that failed. So we're looking for a new plan here.
It's basically looking for a motion to have Mike with North Star Pump replace the
junction box
and the pole it's mounted on. And taking care of the connection in the junction box.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to approve the payment for the box, the post, and hooking up inside the junction box as necessary. All in favor?
Just a quick question before we vote. So we're just going to give a blank check?
It's there. What do we do?
Well, I know, but I mean...
I agree with you. I'm thinking the same thing that... I just really wish I had a ballpark figure. But
yeah, I mean, I feel.
What are you gonna do? It's done.
An idea of what we're looking at for a cost. I'm not saying we're not gonna.
Well, we know it's not gonna be more than $2,000.
Yeah, we don't really have much of a choice now, do we?
Say it this way. Maybe, no, that's a good point. Why don't we? How would we word this?
With all the confusion, he might throw that in.
Maybe.
So it's done.
Yeah, but all the confusion that it's cost or causing right now for tonight, he might just say, okay, it's been done over with for $16,000.
I'll eat it. I guess we can always handle it at the next council meeting on the 9th. Find out what it is and go from there. I mean, it's already done. What do you... It's not like we're all okaying the installation.
Well, and what does the council think is a reasonable?
I don't have a
clue. Yeah, I don't have a clue either.
I don't either.
That's the reason I think we should have someone give us.
I'm thinking
an outside figure.
Say maybe $600 tops.
Yeah, $500-$600. I would think should more than cover it.
Want to amend your motion?
So should we amend the motion not go over $1,000?
To not exceed a certain amount.
Not $500. $600.
Six.
How many to six? Not to exceed 600.
Who seconded it originally?
I'll amend my motion for 600.
And you'll second it.
And I'll second.
Motion made and seconded. The amended motions to not, for the cost of the box and the post and necessary other items, not to exceed $600. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Not opposed.
Passes. Carried. Done. What an ordeal.
I move to adjourn.
No, I got one more item. Rob's Electric. As you know, when they did the wiring down at the generator down there, they had that light there that is on, whether the generator is on or whether there's XL energy on. That would be a good thing to have at this location here, because if there's no power, there's no lights there. And so to have a light down there like we have it at the main lift station, it would be a good idea. Also, inside of this new panel, there is not a 110-volt outlet, so if somebody wants to plug in a drill or a trouble light or whatever, there's no provision for that. So Rob's is suggesting...
Point of order, though, that's not what the special meeting was called for.
But it's about the lift station.
But that's not what the special meeting was called for. It's called to talk about the two pillars or two barriers in the press box.
Well,
grinder station repairs is
what
you could technically fall under.
Do we have a price?
No, and we didn't have a price down there for Rob's either. But
then there again, that'd be a cost. The city would be
right.
But I'm just giving you a couple heads up. We should have a light there. We have to have an outlet there for somebody to plug something into. And instead of having a cord that's wrapped up and hanging on the railing, Rob suggested that they put in a.
Can I make a suggestion?
Pardon me?
Can I make a suggestion?
Go ahead.
I just want people to make suggestions, that they also give us a suggested price. I think just for future reference, I'm saying for anybody, any suggestion or comment or anything that someone brings up, I think a price always needs to go with it.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate it.
Just a ballpark, you know.
But I don't know that this guy is qualified to give us that price. No. And so I guess if the council will...
Because it puts council, I think, in a tough spot, knowing the price.
We don't know what we're okay.
And it's just part of the due diligence that Chris talked about.
But, I mean, you know, like I said, down at the main lift station, we knew what we wanted to have done, but we didn't know what it was, and so we just went ahead and did it. Then I understand that's not usually the way to do business, but we can certainly get a price before this stuff is put in and find out.
That's, I think, a good idea.
You don't remember what it cost down there?
About $1,000 for the whole works.
For the light and the outlet and all that other
and
stuff.
All, yeah, but see, they hooked up the old flag light they put in.
There's more involved that time.
Yeah.
Let's get a price, and then we can discuss it at council meeting in September.
The other thing is, so I've sent an email to the person that I dealt with at XL Energy to get our temporary power out here when we first had the accident. And so Rob's asked me, he says, if you can put any pressure on XL to get him out here, do that. So we requested that XL Energy be out here at 9 o'clock next Tuesday morning to disconnect the power so Rob's can do their finishing work and then connect the power back up.
So that's all coordinated already?
Well, the request has been put in. I haven't heard back yet.
Oh, okay.
But I've given them 5 days, so as you know.
Let's come with some prices on that so we know what we're okay in. Anything else?
It doesn't seem like this is a pressing issue that can just be added any time, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not a pressing item tonight.
I move to adjourn.
There's a second.
Second.
Motion made and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.